Good morning. Welcome to Faith Community United Methodist Church. I am Pastor Jeff Bandy. It's glad that you are here in the season after Epiphany, which, you know, Epiphany is that beginning of when we understand that the light of Christ is to shine throughout the world. And we are going to be thinking about how throughout this time of Epiphany, or at least this week and next week, we're talking about how this light can come through us. And it's a matter of us, you know, kind of tying ourselves into what the Lord has for us and being encouraged by the Spirit. So we'll be talking about illuminating the lights today and igniting the light next week. So let's look at our announcements real quickly. Today is Human Relations Day, and it ties in with Martin Luther King Day, which is tomorrow. And, you know, Martin Luther King, his idea was, you know, to make sure that all of the communities were able to be respected and live a life that is growing and all together. And so it's about building community, beloved community. And Human Relations Day through the United Methodist Church is about empowering ministries throughout the United Methodist Church that are looking to step into those situations where there are people that are not being allowed into the community in the same way as everyone else. When you give today to that particular entity, if you put on their Human Relations Day on an offering, that is a specific special offering for the United Methodist Church today. So that'll be received. There is that card that has been handed out to you. It gives you that information. Also, Men of Faith will be meeting tomorrow, so all you guys, come on out. It is something that we really enjoy getting together as just the men of the church and to be able to see how we can make an impact in our community. So we really would love to have more folks get engaged with that. So if you can put that on your calendar, that would be great. This weekend, on Saturday, two of the districts of the church are coming here for a leadership training day. So if you signed up for that, I look forward to you participating with that. The registration was closed on Friday. If you really want to come, I'm sure there were, you know, may have planned for a few extras. So just let me know if you're not registered and you'd like to come. I will see what I can do. Also, there's a couple ways for you to stay active here in the church. Notice there's one of the ways is by helping us picking up sticks and stuff that are around outside. That's a good way to stay active. The other way is we're opening up our community center a couple days each week to, you know, come out of the cold and just to walk and to be active together. So if that's something, either one of those things, I invite you to be a part of that as your week goes on. With that, let us prepare for worship with our prelude.
Good morning. Please stand and join me in the call to worship. God is faithful.
God is steadfast in love and faithfulness, keeps us safe forever.
God is faithful.
The Holy One has chosen you.
God is faithful. God is faithful.
Let us worship God.
Now please remain standing and join with us in the opening hymn, Pass It On, hymn number 572 in your hymnal. Okay, please join with me in our opening prayer. Guide our feet, Lord. Show us the light of grace when we would judge others too harshly. Warm our hearts with the glow of your love when we would spew icy words of spite. Illumine our souls with joyful delight when sadness tries to take over the day. Shine brightly on us today, Lord, until we reflect your glory as a witness to this world. Amen. So we have children's moment here next, but I'm going to do something a little different because we have more teenagers and tweens in the audience, and we don't really have any really young ones. So I'm just going to give a brief message, and we're still going to give a treat.
Hello, because my message is actually just a quote, and it maybe would apply to some of the teenagers, and you can join me, Pastor.
Okay. Just hanging out with
okay. So my thought was a quote by Martin Luther King, because Martin Luther King Day is coming up here on Monday, And Pastor's message is about light. And there is a great quote by Martin Luther King about light. But I should have been more planned out with my... Okay, so the quote by Martin Luther King, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So that was by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And really, some people say that that was a message for our nation and maybe our people in his time. And I think it could be applicable to our time. One of the things I've read recently, which will apply to our message here, our scripture message by Isaiah, is in the Jewish tradition and in the Old Testament, prophets weren't just seen as people who would, sometimes we think of prophets as telling the future to people, but really the Jewish people, prophet would translate into someone who is giving a message, sometimes a hard message. Sometimes a hard message to the nation, and sometimes hard messages to the individuals in leadership roles or power of that nation. So many times I was doing some reading that Isaiah, as a prophet, really was a prophet who gave God's message, speaking truth to power in hard times, and that's how he brought the light. Because light, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, light drives out darkness. Hate doesn't drive out hate. And so that message, I thought, with Dr. Martin Luther King, applied to our message here later with Isaiah in Scripture. So teenagers, you can remain in your seat because I know you guys don't always like to come forward. But also, anybody that's young at heart, we as a Children's Moment liturgist group, we have this stash of candy, and it has gotten overwhelming. So Luke, my son Luke, is voluntold to come up here. If we have a young one over here, and there's some soft crackers and stuff, and then we got Nathan in the back. Oh, we do have a couple. I see you now. Stones. I didn't think the Stones were in the house at the moment when I was going to call Ford. So I thought I was going to have an empty nest up here. So raise your hand because there's some Kit Kats and candy. You could just be older but still a teenager or young at heart. And make sure Catherine, she's rolling her eyes, but make sure Catherine gets one too. Okay, raise your hand if you want. Start over there, Luke. All right, raise your hand if you want a treat, because we need to use up these treats. Anyone else? We got a couple back there. The Stones want some. Get one for Catherine and my wife. I know my wife wants some Kit Kats. And anyone else? Okay, let's all bow our heads. Lord Jesus, please help us think about, as we celebrate Martin Luther King Day and this week, how we can be a light to our community, how we can be a light to others, and how we can represent Jesus and your light to the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Now you get to sing Spirit of the Living God, and you get to stay seated. How about that? And this is what I want you to do with me. We're going to sing it one time through, and the second time we're going to sing a cappella. My cousin calls it Acapulco, okay? And I love this because it invites the Spirit into us. It invites the Spirit into us. Okay, Carol.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall
Amen.
Thanks, Terry. Let's continue with that as our lead-in. Lord, hear this prayer. Draw us in, O God. We open ourselves to You this morning completely. Open our hearts and our minds to You in a way that we have been not allowing. Tear down our walls. Help us to be vulnerable. Help us to hear Your truth. So when we talk in this song, just melt me. That's what that means, to allow our walls to come down. Our biases, our understanding of what things are, and we hold on to them without being able to see beyond our own understanding. Lord, melt us. And then mold us. Help us to hear Your truth and understand Your truth and how You see the world. When You say that Jesus Christ is the light of the world and His peace is for all people, help us to see that. And believe that in our hearts. And we say, fill me, O God. We just ask that Your Spirit would be filling us with all of Your love and goodness. So pour out Your Spirit on all of us here and all those who may be listening in. Pour Your Spirit out on them. And everyone that is here and listening, open up to receive it. Allow the Spirit to run through you. And then use us, O God. May we be willing and just able to share any way that we can. We each have a different capacity. You know what that is, O God. So in our places and our connections, may we open ourselves to You, so that You can use us. So Spirit, You are the one at work. Continue this work in us. And may we become brighter and brighter each and every day to show the world around us that You indeed light the world. Let us pray now the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Sing, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, as I mentioned earlier, the human relations offering, the special offering for the United Methodist Church, if you want to do that, just write on a check. If you're doing a check, that is for Human Relations Day, so that we can participate in that with the rest of the United Methodist Church. But also as we come and bring what we've been given, we just give a portion back because we know that through the church, we are able to do more together than we are by ourselves. Ushers, would you please wait upon us? join in the prayer of dedication. Ever-present and calling God, knowing us from the beginning, naming us as your own, you have entrusted us with the holy work of bearing your light to the world. Receive these gifts offered with gratitude and hope. Use them and us to proclaim your justice, to shine your love to the ends of the earth, and to glorify your name. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. This is the prophet Isaiah's message, chapter 49, verse 1 through 7. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, He named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand, He hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In His quiver, He hid me away. And He said to me, You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God. And now the Lord says, Who formed me in the womb to be His servant, to bring Jacob back to Him, and that Israel might be gathered to Him? For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and His Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Well, when I was growing up, I heard a lot more about the American dream. It's not something that is widely publicized now, but I still feel the underlying current in our society. According to Google AI, the definition of the American dream is this. The American dream is the belief that anyone in the United States, regardless of their background, can achieve success, prosperity, and upward mobility through hard work, determination, and initiative. This dream stems from our country's Declaration of Independence and our unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I would even argue that this dream originated with the creation of humanity. You see, there is a deep-rooted longing within every human heart to live freely and securely, a life that brings peace and joy to all. This is God's design. However, the reality of human sin has exposed the dark side of this dream. Our sin-fueled tendency is to glorify self at the expense of others. And in many cases, we don't even notice the collateral damage that chasing our dreams leaves in our wake. See, sin narrows our focus to only have concern for our success, prosperity, and upward mobility. Truth be told, though, we don't live in a vacuum. We live in this world together. And by God's design, we don't only live in the world together, we are to live with and for each other for the glory of God. Instead of shining the light of our own glory, we are to shine our lights to illuminate the glory of God. So today we turn to the prophet Isaiah to reconnect with God's design and see how do we become instruments of light for the glory of God. Now, this passage from Isaiah, like many prophecies, has been debated for centuries. See, it was written during the time of Israel's exile to Babylon. The prophet was speaking to the exiles on God's behalf, declaring God had not abandoned them and that God was at work. The argument throughout the years is primarily about who was this servant of God referenced in these verses. Was it Isaiah? Was it the remnant of Israel in exile? Was it a general reference to the covenant people of God? Was it the coming Messiah? And of course, Christian theologians connect these verses directly to Jesus. Prophets often direct their hearers to both an immediate and a future hope, as well as provide an outlook that helps us to see beyond our current situations. As a Christian, it makes sense to me that Jesus fits the description of the servant of God that we see here, at least for the most part. But also, as Christians who are called to serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in His likeness, I can see how this would apply to all of us. Jesus, in His humanity and His sinlessness, is our example of how to live as an instrument of light for the glory of God. So may God's Word through Isaiah speak to our hearts today as the servant shared their conversation that they had with the Lord. The servant began announcing, "Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, He named me." Now, having just revisited the stories of Jesus' birth, we hear the echoes of the angel's announcement to Mary and Joseph that Mary would be pregnant with a child to be the Son of the Most High God and be named Jesus, for He would save the world, or His people, from their sins. Even before Jesus' birth, Jesus was called to save the world. His calling was and is to serve the Lord God, His Father. And as Jesus has Himself revealed, He was sent to serve others, not to be served. So, aside from us being Savior of the world, our call is the same before we are born. To be instruments of light, we must recognize our God-given call to be servants of the Lord. But sin keeps us in the darkness to our call. But Jesus brings our call to light for us, and in response, we shine our light on Christ. This is our general call as children of God, to give God the glory. Anything we accomplish in this world pales in comparison to shining our light on Christ. If we struggle to recognize this, we will continue to prioritize attaining our own glory. Now, the servant in Isaiah also shared, "He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand He hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In His quiver He hid me away." Now for a minute, just think about Jesus' life on earth. Jesus may have received His calling before birth, but His identity and purpose was hidden until after His baptism. We talked about that last week. Well, what happened in the time between His birth and His baptism? Well, we have very little information about this time, other than the story in Luke where a young Jesus went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover with his family. And while he was there, he spent time at the temple listening and learning from the teachers, discussing the Word of God. And I would add that Jesus was discerning His response to His call. I have to believe that throughout Jesus' life, He was attuned to the Word of God as the Holy Spirit illuminated what He was hearing. And if you remember, the Spirit even led Jesus into the wilderness after His baptism to experience and resist the temptation of the devil by standing firm on the Word of God. See, God didn't call and send His Son into the world on His own and without direction. The same is true for us. to be instruments of light. We cooperate with the Holy Spirit to be prepared and equipped. This is how we discern our response to God's call to serve. So I encourage you, consider every time we open ourselves to the Lord's Word, either in reading and studying Scripture, worshiping, praying for guidance, spending time in devotions, or just having holy conversations, consider all of that as spending time as cooperating with the Holy Spirit, being sharpened and polished to be made ready to serve. And if we don't think we're ready, we need to ask the question to ourselves and say, how are we cooperating with the Holy Spirit? How are we cooperating? This is a good question for us to ask often in order to stay attuned to the Lord. The servant and Isaiah seem to have asked themselves a similar question when they responded to the Lord's affirmation to their call to be a servant for the glory of God, saying this, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord and my reward with my God. See, to me, this verse here doesn't resonate with the life of Jesus. I don't see the connection, and the commentaries or review didn't offer anything of note to clarify how this applied or didn't apply to Jesus. However, I definitely see the relationship to the life of a sinner responding to our call. See, if we are honest, this could describe all of us who are called Christians or call ourselves Christians. For much of our lives, we have spent striving for whatever we desired for our glory. And it is still a struggle even after we meet Jesus and take a vow to follow Him. We acknowledge that a life in Christ is worthy, a worthy life, and spending our strength for His purposes is life-giving rather than draining. Yet we often find ourselves doing nothing for the glory of God. Now, this may be true, but we don't have to wallow in our weakness. To become instruments of light, we confess being unavailable and recommit to the Lord's service. See, our call is ongoing whether we respond or not. God doesn't give up on us. The Lord continues to call our name, prepare and equip us, and send us. See, our call is just to be available. So let's take an honest look at ourselves and confess that we have not always been available. And then re-engage with the Lord by asking the Holy Spirit to change our hearts and open our ears to a fresh word from the Lord. See, a large part of what we do as servants of the Lord requires us listening. Listening to God, well, it's not easy and it's not really natural for us. And listening to anyone is hard for many of us because our own voice is too loud and nonstop. So perhaps we all need to ask the Spirit to quiet our voices that are in our heads so that we can hear what the Lord has for us. The servant in Isaiah had heard the Lord's call and was prepared to respond as they had determined the will of God for them. The servant confirmed the scope of their call was to work in the strength and direction of the Lord to reconcile the Israelites with God. But the Lord corrected the servant and adjusted the scope of the servant's vision, noting, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." See, Isaiah's prophecy was shared hundreds of years before Jesus started his ministry. But it wasn't until Jesus came and offered His life to everyone in His path that the vision of God's salvation was able to reach the end of the earth. Now fast forward to today. Jesus offers an offer of salvation. It does span the breadth of the earth. But all across the globe, there are many people who still don't know His name and the life that He gives. So following Jesus' example, who is the light of the world, we become instruments of light when we serve wherever there is an opportunity. And when I say wherever, I mean wherever. This is why when Luke and Billy shared about the ministry happening in Mongolia that they had already had a connection with, it made sense for Faith Community to partner with them. If we can partner and support a ministry in a country that has only 1% of the population claiming Jesus as their Savior, then why wouldn't we? Hope this is an ongoing partnership. And we just received an update that through the Billy and Luke Snell development program that they would be starting an innovative English language teaching program that focused on practical language use with experiential learning that encourages the students to practice using the language in public places like museums and whatever as they learn. Our financial support that we took as a special Advent offering and future giving will directly support this program. That's exciting to me. I hope it can be exciting to you. So what about closer to home? What opportunities can we reach out to our neighbors who don't know Jesus? What opportunities are waiting for us to discover them? Suzanne, as our consultant for congregational and community engagement, is looking for a team of people to help her as she starts exploring our community with an open mind and heart to the Spirit's leading. Maybe that's you. When opportunity knocks, though, we need all of us answer. So be praying for the Lord to shine a light through us for the glory of God. You know, for various reasons, maybe our lights are dimmed and we fail to reach the potential of the light of God's glory that resides in us through Jesus Christ, the light of the Lord. But our call is to be lights to the nation. So let's become instruments of light in Jesus' likeness by recognizing our God-given call to be servants of the Lord. All the while cooperating with the Holy Spirit to be prepared and equipped. And as we're cooperating with the Holy Spirit, let's confess, you know, we haven't always been unavailable. We've been unavailable. We haven't always been available. And recommit to engaging with the Lord's service and then serving wherever that is. So may our longing to live freely and securely a life that brings peace and joy to all be fulfilled as we live to encourage others to live for the glory of God by shining our light that is already illuminated by Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. You made me think of my salvation and my baptism the whole time. So this, I challenge you this week, every morning when you wake up, say, "Here I am." Let's practice. Say, "Here I am, Lord. Send me." Amen. You may stand, and we are doing, "Here I am, Lord."
Thank you.
Has us in His hands and is molding us. As we open ourselves to the Spirit, may the Spirit really open us to all that there is to see and how we can bring the light into the world around us. Go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.